Hello, hey, what's up, yo, hey, hola, salut, konnichiwa, guten tag, welcome. This is Bamo from the KJ Podcast. I hope you're ready for a new episode starting right now. What is up, everybody? This is Bamo from the KJ Podcast, and today we are talking about multiple different things. Let me count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 different topics to bring up and digest. First topic is, this is actually a trending thing that happened Thursday before Valentine's Day. And just Friday was Valentine's Day. It was trending everywhere. People were terrified of what was trending. And what was trending is an asteroid was supposed to hit Earth. So, originally, the reason why it's become a trending topic, because asteroids hit the Earth fucking a lot. Now, the reason why this one in particular is because it was the closest, like, it's not supposed to hit the Earth, but it's the closest to ever hitting the Earth. And when I say closest, it was like a couple thousand miles away. Like, I think that's how close it was, a couple thousand miles. And that's their definition of close. When they say dangerously close, it could potentially turn a certain direction by orbits, gravity, and stuff like that. Now, with this certain situation, certain people, like newscasts or pages on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, talking about the situation, and they don't give enough information. They really do not give enough information. The reason why I say that is because the first thing of me seeing of this was on Complex's Instagram page. I was happy to scrolling down and I see this picture of the Earth. And I was like, cool, what did it say? So I clicked on it and it says the Earth is due to be hit. Or due was, fuck, what was it called? My memory is jogging. The Earth is coming close to being hit. Now, if I'm just a random kid and doesn't really understand the coming close part, I'll be fucking terrified, because they said link in bio, and I went to the link in bio section, right, of this specific topic they posted, and they had the specific time it was supposed to hit Earth, right? But no, it's the time it's supposed to go by Earth, so you can see it depending on where you live on the continent or where you live on the planet. So you can see it's supposed to be happening at 6:05 February 17th. I think that was the time it was supposed to happen. So certain people could have seen it. Probably there's probably over like millions of people trying to get a picture of the thing that almost destroyed the world. So yeah, it's probably going to be something that's trending for the next couple of days. But this leads into my next segment or next little topic. Don't believe everything you see online. Just don't. It's really not unhealthy, or it's really unhealthy for you to do that, because some sources, okay, let me explain like this. From the original source, NASA, right, about the meteor hitting Earth, a lot of news stations, a lot of people wanted to get trended off it. So they take their own little slice of the real information and they move the words around to make it sound like, oh shit, the world's about to end in 2 days. Really, I think it's a lot of promotion-wise. It's fucking a genius move if you really think about it. Take something that could cause danger and you can get a fucking trending off it. But don't try that, because it's very stupid. Like, to me, honestly, when I first saw it, I was fucking terrified. Fuck yeah, I was. I was to the point where it's only my last days on fucking Earth. This is a lesson to, I would say, people who post and people who read posts. If you post something, make sure all and every single information you post on there be correct. Literally everything. Even if you're dissing somebody, just be smart. Make sure you got the correct information, because people can come back and literally bite you in the ass for it. And to the people who are consuming the content or the incorrect content, the incorrect information, just do your own research. Because when I first heard about this, I did my own research because I had people text me like, oh shit. And I got people talking on their Instagram stories, their lives and shit. Be like, rest in peace to everybody. But like, do your own research. Go to the NASA website. Or if it deal with like a certain virus that could be affecting you or could affect your country, like, for instance, the coronavirus, do your own research about that. Because some people didn't know that it's already on our doorstep, the coronavirus. Because it's like some, don't quote me on this, but like the cruise ship that went around that area, some old lady caught a case of it and it started spreading on the cruise ship. Then that's how you know it's right on your doorstep. Some news stations won't post that. So they won't even give you the information. So I say if you are really interested in something and make sure you want to get as correct information as possible, go follow my... I know. I probably shouldn't be plugging. But go follow my Instagram account, bamo.kj. And if you want to go follow more correct information, go follow my Facebook at... Butch Amos. I don't really know. I don't use Facebook like that. But yeah, if you just go want to see correct information, I'll give you as possibly as good information as possible. Then I got another thing to talk about, this social media thing about the asteroid. There is this one guy, his name is Dumbest Lives News. He posted a picture to explain pretty much everything. If you're going to explain it, good job for you. Like, explain it to the fullest detail. But make sure people can understand it too, because you're talking about astronomical units. I would say astronomically, units to miles is very, very different. So earlier in the pod, in like literally a couple minutes ago, I said the asteroid is 1,000 miles away, a couple thousand miles away. I change it up. I would say it's one half of an astronomical unit. And that's, let me do the math. It's, let's say it's 9,250,000, all right. It's a really high number. I can't read this number because I don't have my context on, but it's a really fucking high number. And they're saying that asteroid's half that. Like, one astronomical unit is, let's think about this. One astronomical unit is Earth to Sun. That's the definition of astronomical unit. And between that, it's Venus. If my memory serves me correct, which it always does, Venus is halfway between the Sun and the Earth. And that's the closest thing to the halfway mark, right? So you think about it. Venus, the meteor is just a tiny bit closer than Venus is. Just a tiny bit closer. So that's pretty much all I got to say on that topic. The next topic I am going to talk about, we're going to do what the fuck question is that segment. And if you want to listen to it, just skip the intro. Turn that card off. Pause. I don't know how many questions are. There could be 20, there could be 18, there could be 30. But I hope y'all ready for what the fuck question is that segment. Here we go. So we're back with the, let me see how many questions. We got 18 questions for this what the fuck segment is that. And if you haven't already, go subscribe to the Smalley channel. If you just want to listen to this and nothing else, just go there. And if you are from the Smalley channel, thank you for coming over and subscribing to the Long Form Podcast. Now, I'm going to say this before we get started with the what the fuck question is that segment. Officially, yes, we are on YouTube. The newer episodes come out earlier on SoundCloud. Then we got CastBox, which pretty much pushes it everywhere. And when I say pushes everywhere, we're on Google Podcasts. So if you want to go listen to that, just go into Google Podcasts app and just type in Bamo KJ Podcast, and it'll come up, and I hope you really enjoy it, because it has all my older shit, too, so that's a plus. And yeah, here we go, question number one. Will you have kids, adopt, foster, or just get cats? Personally, I'm going to have kids at some point. Like, everybody wants to have kids. It's in your nature to reproduce. So, yeah, that's, I always go scientific when I talk about reproduction. It's like love. I said this before in one podcast. Love is a chemical in your brain that makes you want to reproduce. So when, if I fall in love with somebody, yeah, there's most likely going to be a kid out of that. Number two, do you think you'll survive during an apocalypse? Depending on what apocalypse it is. For instance, if it's a meteor apocalypse, there's no way I'm surviving that. At least right now, I got future plans, but right now, I just can't do that. If it was a zombie, fuck yeah, I probably would. If it's like a virus virus apocalypse, fuck yeah, I would too. Depending on what, how strong the virus is, and depending on how immune I am, like, for real. You know what? Remember, if you have an answer to any one of these questions, just comment it down below, because I really want to hear what y'all have to think about these questions. Number three, if you could live in any fictional universe, which would it be? Now, I'm going to go with the main two. Marvel and DC, but I'm going to go with DC, because I like DC TV shows a lot better than Marvel TV shows, just because I think they get put out more content. Number four, would you go into space for a whole year with the technology we have now? Yeah, I think I would, just because the technology we have now is pretty freaking fire. No lies. Oh, man. Okay, next question. Number five, top 20 ships. Okay, yeah, what the fuck question is this? The top 20 ships. There's only two ships I know of. No, three ships, actually. And we're talking, like, fictional. Alright. The Mayflower, which is a real ship. The Titanic, which is also a real ship. And now we're going fictional-wise. If you've ever watched the show Arrow. Fuck. What is it called? The Queen Ship. Is someone calling me? Nope. Oh, yeah, someone added me on Snapchat. If you haven't already, make sure you go follow me on Snapchat. It's Bama_238. Now, with this question, it's actually a little hard because I only know three of them. And it's the Mayflower, Titanic, and the Queen's Gambit. The Queen's Gambit, that's what it is from Arrowverse. Man, if you haven't watched the show Arrow, you should. You really should. It's a really good show. Question number six. Are you going to donate your body to science when you die? I probably will, because I'm a fucking superhero. No, I'm playing. Nah, depending on which way I die, to be honest. If I die from a virus and my body can help, then yeah, anybody would do that. Shit. Would you want to shrink? This is number seven. Would you want to shrink to 15 centimeters or grow 15 meters? 15 meters is really fucking big, I think. My math. Like, I don't really know these answers to heart, but how big is 15 meters? How big is a meter? Okay, that's good. That's 1.094 yards. Okay, that's cool. So, yeah, I think I would, yeah. I think I would shrink. Because if you're big, you're a bigger target. I'm going to go back to Tom and Jerry, because the bigger you are, I would say the slower you are, the smaller you are, the faster you are. That's for, I would think, for everything, because fat people, they can't run that fast, you know what I'm saying? And Jerry, the little mouse, he will always beat Tom just because how fast he grew was. And, okay, question number eight. Would you want to live forever? Honestly, yeah, I kind of do want to live forever, just because I want to see how this goes. Now, if this says, like, I live forever so I can't die, yeah, I think I would like to see how that goes too. Question number nine. The ability to change sex or change height? My curiosity is peaked on this one, because I would rather shrink, but changing sex is pretty dope too. Because I'm going to be live with you. I want to see what orgasm feels like for a female. I think everybody has those ideas of what it feels like for the opposite sex? I don't fucking know. I really don't fucking know. If you had this number 10, if you had the power to kill humans with no punishment. What? Kill. Okay. So if we really think about this, if you had the power to kill humans with no punishment, that's the thing. I'm never gonna kill a human, so I don't want to kill a human. So this question, I think, is ill and void. Like, for real. All right, next question, number 11. 10 things on your bucket list. So things I want to do before. I'm gonna consider the bucket list the things I want to do before I die. I'm probably going to explain most of this at the end of the channel as one of the topics. But let's go number one. First thing would to make this podcast pop. Make it have a small community just for this podcast. Number two. Create a production company that will long live myself. Number three. To conquer YouTube. Okay. To have my own talk show. That's number five? Yeah, it's five. Number five, to have my own talk show. So this is all under the KJ Productions. That's all under my dream. Become the smartest man in the world. Okay, that's self-explanatory. Become not the strongest man, but become the most fit man in the world. Number eight, to help out as much people as I possibly can before I die. Number nine, to help the human race become not extinctable, so it'll be living on forever. Number 10, the last one on the bucket list. Oh, man. Create the ultimate fictional universe. So yeah, no, I think that's all top 10 of my things. I probably should have written that down because I'm probably gonna forget. Hopefully it happens. Number 12, you are a shapeshifter. What appearance would you steal the most? Okay, so it doesn't say what, like, if it's humans or animals. I'm gonna go with, if like for humans wise, I'm probably gonna go with Donald Trump. No plan. Fuck that. Probably. Man, I'm gonna go with David Dobrik. Yeah, I think that'll be good. It'll be some Freaky Friday shit. For animal, I probably would say a fucking human. I'm staying a fucking human. Y'all are fucking kidding me. Number 13, ice cream in a bowl of cone. Fuck cone. That shit get messy. Bowl. How do you picture yourself spending your 21st birthday? My 21st is gonna be party all fucking day, man. It's either gonna go like that, like how most people's party or how most people's 21st birthday go, but I think I'm gonna spend it, like, realistically achieving my goals. Like, that's on everything, achieving my goals. But we got fucking we got three fucking more years to that fucking happens. Number 15, what do you disagree with most of our government? Really, I don't pay attention enough to the government to really give a shit, to be honest. Yeah, no, after the impeachment thing, I really do not give a crap about anything. So just whatever happens, happens. I'll be ready as shit. One thing you wish you could have created from the past. Okay, so any invention, anything like that. Which thing would you, that's a toughie, that's a real fucking toughie one. Actually, hold on, let me ask Google a question real quick. What is the most bought product ever? Okay.
Here is information from Quora.
Oh, snaps, the top number thing, wait, no. the top selling thing ever, the most like people ever paid for, was the Harry Potter books. Yeah, I kind of wish I would have created those. The next one be Michael Jackson's Thriller, so it's the whole album. Third one will be Mario Bros. Franchise. That's a good one. iPad category tablets. Okay, so that's the fourth one. Star Wars makes sense. That's the fifth one. Corolla, or the vehicle. Okay, Lipter. It's a pharmaceutical. I'm guessing that's a drug or something. Then a PlayStation. Yeah, I kind of wish I would fucking figure any one of those out. Yeah, no, I kind of wish I would figure something like that out. Oh my gosh. All right. Number 17. One thing you could never forgive a friend doing. Oh. Okay, if you could touch my family. You hurt my family any sort of way, I will beat the living shit out of you. I will hurt you. You're gonna have to put yourself in witness protection program. That's on site. Like, for real. Like, if you're like a friend or you feel like acquaintance, yeah, don't do anything dumb. Like, to, because I consider my brother, who's not my brother, a friend, well, not a friend, a fucking family. I consider him a fucking family. And you touch him and hurt him any fucking way, it's on site. Like, I will beat the living shit out of you. Oh my god. Alright, cool. So that's the only way a friend, well, only one thing a friend could do that I would never forgive him for. Number 18, the last question, which is the most important question to this whole entire segment. What the fuck question is that? Number 18, swim in a pool of Jell-O or sleep on a marshmallow bed? Oh man, I'm gonna overthink this fucking question. Swim a pool of Jello. So it's, you're swimming. You're literally swimming a pool of Jello. Okay. Have you seen American Dad? Jello, it must be incredibly hard to move because it's such a stable object. Can you see people who make Jello cakes and you put stuff in it? Like, you see that shit. You hit that stuff like a booty, like a fat booty. You hit that shit and that shit does not move. It just jiggles. Like, you'll be stuck in there and you couldn't breathe for shit. Okay, and the next one, sleep on marshmallow bed. If it gets too hot, that shit will melt and literally suffocate you just like the Jell-O would. So, I don't know. It depends on the situation. No, fuck that. It doesn't depend on the situation. No, it depends on the situation for the marshmallow because it has to be cold as fuck in there for me to sleep on a fucking marshmallow. Because if that shit melts, I'm not dying. Fuck y'all. Alright guys, so I hope y'all like that segment. What the fuck question is that? Like, yeah. So when I was doing that, I had this one question stuck in my mind. What would you do the last day of Earth? Or your last day of living? And I asked some of my closest friends, and the answers I got was kind of understandable, kind of not understandable. But before I tell you what I'm going to do, because it's going to be fucking descriptive as a motherfucker, I'm going to see, let's see what they say. I'm not going to say any names, because most of them asked me not to say the name. I kind of want to say the name, it's going to be funny. But no, we're going to go with the first one, and, okay, this one's a simple one. Tie up any loose ends, let people know how I truly feel about them, and then do an armed robbery on a bank, because why not? Okay, let's think about it like this. If it's the last day of Earth, then there's really no one giving a shit about if you rob a bank or not. So, go ahead. Alright, next one. Prepare as best as I can money-wise. Okay, so I think when I asked him this question, I asked him the version of what would you do last day on Earth? Your last day on Earth. And that makes sense. So you want a person, you want either if you have a child to make sure you have enough money for when you pass, they can use your money and stuff like that. It makes actual, truly sense. That's the best one, maturity-wise, that I have heard. Next question, or next answer to the question. Whew, I will marry the love of my life and get a puppy together and travel the world. I don't think she understand it. Yeah, as a girl, I don't think she understand the question, because the question was, what would you do the last day of Earth if you had a, I don't know, like a day or two to prepare, and your last day was 2 days from now? That's cool, thank you for telling me that, but fuck you. No, I'm playing. This one, I'm gonna tell you who it's from. It's from my brother, Paulie. This makes sense for him. It says, smoke as much possible and make love, drive a car recklessly, and record a luxurious rap video. Okay, smoke. I get the smoke one. Like, yeah, you want to smoke because it's last day. You don't want to feel pain. You don't want to feel tired. You don't want to feel scared or anything like that. Making love? Might as well do that too. Drive a car recklessly. Come on, bro. You try to end your life before you fucking have to die? And record a luxurious rap video. He sucks at rapping. No, I'm playing. No, he's good. He's a pretty good rapper. Next one. This is a weird one. Fuck the president's wife. So the president right now is Donald Trump, and the president's wife is Ivanka or Trump or something like that. One of those Russian order brides. Is she even that fucking cute? Hold on. Donald Trump's wife. Melania. Okay. I was thinking about the one from back in the day, Ivana. What does she really look like? Because I don't think I've seen her, like, pay attention to her that much. She looks fake. You know what I mean? Just looking at Melania Trump, she looks fucking fake. Like, I had no respect or anything, like, no disrespect or anything like that, but, like, looks weird. Oh, my God. All right, back to the next one. Okay, this one is another mature one. I wasn't really expecting people to say these, like, minus the fuck the president's wife or smoke the weed shit. This is probably the most mature one I've seen so far. I will probably tell everyone what is happening first. Okay, so yeah, that's a good move. Then I will tell you each of them what they are to me. Aw, that's sweet as fuck. Talk to them like real people. Okay, cool. I wouldn't worry necessarily about bucket lists, but I would try to make things as peaceful as possible and try to mend things I can. That's dope as fuck, because you only got a so amount of time until the end of the world. Like, really? That's how people's lives should be, like, every day. This one right here, I really, really, really want to say the guy's name because it's just that funny. That fucking funny. It says, fuck my girlfriend until the world ends. Like, I feel like every guy would do that. Would say that, at least. Like, at least who has a girlfriend. I think every guy would say that. Everybody would fucking say that. Do I have any more? Oh, yeah, he also said, yes, do not point my name in it, though. I got you, bro. I got you, Pharaoh. I got you. Y'all didn't hear that. I got you, bro. I'm gonna put your name in it. I don't know why, but that's how it really got to me today, because I had so many other topics, but I had to delete the audio that I did of them because it just didn't make no sense. But, like, this makes sense. The end of the world. What would I do my last day on Earth? Okay. I had to pause it so I can think about this because this is a tough one. This really is a tough one. So, first off, I probably would not sleep in. I probably would wake up around 6 so I can get some rest. Go to bed early the night before, get some rest, then probably wake up around 6, yeah, so yeah, wake up around 6, then I will work out. Last day on this planet, I will work out for the first beginning of it, because working out to me is just my staple of the day. That's how I get through my day, is the workout. That's the first step of my day. Now, because this is the last day on Earth, I will probably, after that, I would like to feel good. So, smoke some weed, to be honest. Smoke a shit ton of weed. Then, whip my dick out and start, just start going ham. No fucking lie, just start going ham. Then, after that, I don't want to go too much because I want to, like, say something for the end. You know what I mean. The fuck was that? I would probably eat a lot of junk food. Fuck trying to be healthy at this point, minus the working out. I would just eat a bunch of junk food. Then, depending on if the world is ending, there might not be power. So I just get some books and start reading some manga. Then right when, so there's like two situations. I'm gonna go ahead and stay with the end of the world, last day of the world type situation. I would not go crazy because I feel like everybody's gonna go crazy. So I'm gonna stay peaceful in my last little minutes of Earth. I probably would grab my jacket, grab my dog, and either go sit on the front porch, or I will go on top of the roof and just sit there, crack open a cold one, and just fucking lay back and relax until the end comes. Like I will wait until that time till the end comes. Now, if it was my last day on Earth, I would probably try to, like, my last day, not like the world's ending, but I would probably say, yeah, smoke some weed, have a relaxing time, make sure everybody that I know knows I care about them. It's that simple. Then, I don't think I would try to do anything on the bucket list, because if I haven't did at that point, then what's the point, right? That's just me. I would contact every YouTuber that I like and tell them how much they mean to me. That's simple. And then I'll do that for pretty much any celebrity. I don't know why. I feel like that's something that needs to be done, because you need to let them know how much you care about them, because some celebrities, they just do that for the money. Some celebrities, they do that for the audience. Yeah, different story. But yeah, no, I'll just do that. Then until my last little minutes, I'll probably be watching YouTube. Then, pow, lights out, I guess. It's crazy if you really think about the difference between your last day on Earth and the last day of Earth. Because people have two different mindsets when it comes to those two different situations. They want to either be peaceful for one situation, like, just relax. And you got the other situation where you just want to go fucking nuts. You want to go fucking reckless. Honestly, comment down below what would you do in those situations? Or which situation would you rather prefer? Because some people, if I'm dying, you're all coming with me type shit. But, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I would prefer having my own life taken in the world, and it just seems self-explanatory at that point, but I don't know. I really don't know. That's a question that people really fucking have trouble thinking about, because you never really know until it happens. You really don't. And yeah, that's pretty much all I gotta say on this topic, to be honest. I don't think I met my timing quota yet, so I might put another what the fuck question segment is that one, to be honest. And if not, I'll see y'all when I see y'all. Well, I'm not even looking at y'all. It's fucking audio. What am I fucking talking about? Alright, guys, so I hope y'all liked that little bit of a different one, but still some great content in there. And I'm trying my hardest to get the audio, trying to make it sound a lot better. And if you have any suggestions, hit me up, and I'll see y'all in the next one. Peace.